Well, the respite grant each year, I know, is used by both ourselves and a lot of other families that we know who have children with special needs to buy maybe specialised equipment that otherwise you couldn't afford in a lump sum, or to try and get some nursing respite, or also even just to get a break for a day or two together as a family, which isn't something that's quite easily done when you have a child with special needs. And for us, taking away over €300 from that respite grant has a dramatic effect on the family, because when you're caring for a child with special needs who has a condition as serious as what our son has, it's a 24/7 job. You know, a lot of professionals wouldn't even be able to do it long term.
And do you think this is what the problem is with the government here? As you said, looking after a child with disabilities is a 24/7 job. But the deputies in the government making the decisions, they don't know what it's like to be in someone like your shoes.
Exactly. They're just so out of tune what's going on. I mean, we have often said, other parents that I would know whose children also have quite serious issues, if they had to spend one day and one night in our homes and deal with a child who requires help with everything, be it feeding to lifting because they can't walk, they can't talk, they can't feed themselves, they're having chronic seizures, they have spasmic pain, just a massive range of difficulties. Maybe they're being peg-fed and they require a medication to be administered all day long. They wouldn't know what to do with themselves. These people are so far removed from reality that they have no concept of what it's like for people like us every day. We're solely reliant on them, and at the end of the day, as far as I can see, we're doing a damn hard job, far harder than they'll ever have to do.